I got a slug of amigos moving away. I don't think it's necessarily because of me, but the statistical odds of it being just a coincidence are shrinking fast as glaciers for global warming deniers. Their reasons are many and varied. A couple of them, the cost of living here in paradise is, well, too dear. Some have got in over their heads and they're now underwater. Banks are foreclosing, bankruptcies loom. Time to beat a hasty retreat, start anew, hope for better days. Some are looking for, well, something. New friends, new places, warmer climes, change in latitude, a change in attitude. I get it. How I got here back when. Some are just dead-ended. Jobs are scarce, times are tough, life seems short. So take a new tack, sail somewhere else, go back to school, retrain, move in with friends or relatives, start over. Works for me. It's a mobile world, although I thought the South End was sort of stable. Calcified, actually. Mostly I thought we'd all ended up here mostly by happenstance, then never had the wherewithal to leave. Apparently that was a poor hypothesis. My other theory was that nobody chooses to leave paradise. Grass isn't greener anywhere than here, at least literally, but apparently not metaphorically. Southwest seems to have a particular draw. Grass isn't greener, but the sun shines longer. All the fescue lovers need is water. I've moved 24 times in my life, lived in 8 states, both coasts, New England and the Deep South, the Midwest and the Northwest, California, Michigan. Who knows, we might pony up to Conestoga and do it again someday. Life, as the philosophers say, is change. All you pilgrims hitting the road, good luck. I bet what you're searching for is out there. But if it's not, we'll keep the drawbridge down and drain the moat. The road runs both ways.